This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The big news? Well, there's lots of big news, but the biggest news is the fear the Democrats feel for their overreach. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show is part of that, and I hope you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and look at all the things that we have there. We've got all kinds of goodies for you. We have a free checkout of our movie streaming service, which, by the way, is a big deal because it's a challenge to Hollywood. It's a challenge to pop culture. I want you to imagine one day people are talking about the Flick Fest and winning a Flicky. And it's a most coveted trophy out there for your movie making. And it recognizes independent people, names you've never heard of, films that you go, that was an amazing film that didn't have an agenda. It was just a good, beautiful story. How about that? How about it's rated higher than the Oscars have been over the last two decades? The award show that goes with it, and so on and so forth. How about that? I want you to picture a version of Hollywood that is more to your liking. That's what I want you to think about when you decide, am I going to go over there and give Kevin $5 a month? Because let me tell you, it is not about the money for us. It's about what we are putting out to the nation, to the world, to say, look, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not just going to give up the culture. So we've got that going. We've got a ton of great things out there for you to look at. Things that will save you money. Go to Kev Perks. And if you got recurring prescriptions, I promise you, we'll save you money. I use it. It saves me hundreds of dollars a month. Over 500 now, believe it or not. So go check these things out. And more importantly, go share this stuff with other people. I appreciate people doing this. And for the record, you guys are doing it. The numbers bear it out. And, you know, I one of my team says, Kev, you got to let people know that we're being successful and that they're pushing it out there. And I said, I am letting them know. But I'm not going to make it sound like we're, out there so good we don't need your help. This problem is huge. I've got a charity, for example, that fights education. And our operating budget is probably $400,000 a year. That's what we use to fight against the juggernaut of education on the left. And get this, we're effective. We're doing stuff. We're making it work. One school board member at a time, you know, getting to speak in front of these kids and a lot of other things, and organizing events for parents of at-risk kids and changing their hearts and minds. We've got a thing we're about to launch called One Urban Voice. And that is going to be going into the inner cities and getting at-risk kids and their parents to come listen to what we have to say so they learn how to critically think. And they don't just take what the left says. And it's nonpartisan. We want them to, look, if you still want to vote for the knuckleheads in the inner cities and the people that are running your schools, that's up to you. But you're going to have a lot more information about it. We just launched that. That's coming up shortly. And, of course, we've got our comedy tour. So, anyway, there's a lot of things going on. Hope you guys will support what we do by going to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But as I said, the big news is the Democrats and their overreach. They expected your money to solve their problems. But here's what they're finding out. More Americans care ultimately about their freedom. Now, that was scary out there for 20 months so far, right? Young kids wearing masks, afraid, oh, the Wu flu is going to kill us all. But do you know the big problem? The Wu flu didn't kill us all. The kids went to school, and the same kids that were there before are still there. They're talking about it. Yeah, I got it. All I did was I lost my sense of smell, my sense of taste. Yeah, I got a little fever for a day. And they're going, I'm wearing a mask for this? I'm giving up my freedom for this? I'm watching my mom and dad suffer for this? I'm watching my uncle lose her job, my older sister, my older brother, blah, blah, blah. My brother graduating from college, sister graduating from college and can't get a job for this? So many people are starting to take notice. They're understanding it's a lie. It's being revealed every single day. Last Tuesday, Amtrak said, we don't have enough employees to run. So what they did, and this is happening in businesses all over, and I'm going to get into some of these. They pointed to a federal court decision that, of course, halted the enforcement of this illegal executive order by Biden for federal contractors. And here's what they said. The decision caused the company to reevaluate our policy and to address the uncertainty. Let me just say this to the people who did not get that death poke. Congratulations. If your company mandated it and you told them to take this job and shove it, you are part of the Navy SEAL team that I want on my working with me. Because you said enough is enough. You are not going to hold my livelihood against me, and I'll show you how good I am. I'll move in with my in-laws. I'll live in a basement. I'll go pick food out of a garbage before you will tell me what to do with my body. And I'm talking about just mine. But certainly if you were carrying a child, you should not get that stupid death poke. But Amtrak said, we're going to revert to our original vaccine mandate policy, which means you can submit this negative test. Well, I would just keep a negative. I don't care. Look, I don't think you should have to test negative. I don't think you should have to show proof of vaccination. I don't think you should have to do anything. I think you should just go to work and do your job, just like you do with every other illness that could affect you. They give you sick days. They give them to you for a reason. But it's backfiring. Everything these lecherous, vile, scumbag leftists do backfires. And now they're scared. And you know why they're scared? Because they know the proposition of you and me getting back in charge by way of real leadership is going to happen. I talked the first hour. I told you. I'm going to take the speculation out. God willing, Donald Trump runs for the GOP nomination and wins it. He'll go unopposed. And then he will go on to be elected president again. And Ron DeSantis will be his vice president. That's what's going to happen. And I believe it'll be ordained by God. Because that is a dream ticket for us, and that is a nightmarish ticket for the Democrats. Because this country will go back to normal, and it will become productive, and he will undo all the supply chain issues and all the crap that we put up with Joe Biden, and we won't be wearing masks when we celebrate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where is Omarosa? The other people who went against Donald Trump, where are they? John Bolton. Was he Trump's national security advisor? What about his former attorney? I forget his name. Cohen? Where is he? Haven't heard a word. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm asking these questions because I don't want you to forget that people who've gone against Trump have lost. And it isn't that Trump is so formidable that he's such a big, you know, giant in destroying people. You want to know why they lose? Because they're liars. They don't stand for truth. What about all the bimbos that supposedly Trump molested or whatever? Where are they? Joe Biden's going to have a bimbo eruption because he won't release his records from the University of Delaware because Tara Reid is probably in there. She's not a bimbo. She actually knew Biden, worked with him, and he tried to feel her up. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What about Michael Wolff? Remember, he had all this access to Trump. He wrote this book. And Nora O'Donnell of CBS called him out and said, you didn't spend any time with Trump on this book. And he went into the woodwork. What about Halpern? He wrote a negative book about Trump. I think it sold less than 500 copies. Where are they? You have Noah Goldberg. We're leaving Fox because we're mad about Trump. Who cares? Nobody even misses him. And it isn't because, again, Trump is some big bad guy, vindictive like Adam Schiff or Pelosi or somebody who's going to ruin your life. Trump doesn't care. He may say a couple bad things about you and he moves on. The people that attack Trump are effectively attacking a guy who just wants to get the truth out. And they can't stand it. So I ask you again, show me somebody who's been successful in going after Trump. And what? Joe Biden, all the leftist establishment, all the crooked FBI people, all the outcome of it is what? They got rid of Trump and they got Biden. Okay. How's that working for you? Dr. Phil would say, how's that working out for you out there? I mean, you know, if you're going to keep doing the same stupid thing, expecting a different result, well, yeah, I mean, come on now. You just ain't going to, it's not going to work. That dog won't hunt. I don't do a good Dr. Phil, but you get my point, right? And I talked earlier. I said, Trump isn't getting people directly. He doesn't have a hit team that says, crush Omarosa, crush Halpern, crush Wolf, etc. You know what they collapse on or collapse under? Their own weight. Because the minute people start saying, well, Omarosa, Trump gave you a shot, both on his show. That's what made you famous. Then he brought you into his administration. And now you want to say he's a racist. So there's a guy here in Arizona, black kid. I think I had brunch with him. And he was going to run for office. And he's a very nice guy. You know, he's youngish, 20-ish, you know, 26, 28, maybe older. I never get these ages right. And he was running for Congress or something and, you know, trying to get people's support. And I met with him and I wanted to understand, you know, what he was trying to do and all. And he came across as a solid Republican, solid conservative. And it turns out Project Veritas got him and he says, nah, man, these Republicans are racist. And nothing could be further from the truth. But he turned. And let me tell you, his career is over. And it has nothing to do with Trump per se. But what I'm getting at is people, there's an aura that's out there that Trump created. And I don't want to overcredit him. I really don't. But what I want to say is, I think the aura is one of they're lying to you and I'm going to bring you the truth. And it makes you go looking for truth. And so by default, you sort of go, well, I got to give Trump credit. And I'll use it, the fake news as an example. Many of us probably doted on the news for many years, if not decades. You didn't believe that it was a conspiracy, that these guys all just somebody sends out massive talking points and literally all over the country, the same newscasters will say identically the same thing. And you go, how can they all be scripted to say the same thing? That's how they do it. So anyway, the reason why I brought this up is the Cuomo's. Cuomo's been ordered to forfeit his $5.1 million in profits from that book he wrote over the scamdemic. Now, see, this is the first domino to fall over the scamdemic. They wrote this. In a near unanimous decision, a 12-1 vote, the New York Joint Commission on Public Ethics passed a resolution demanding that Cuomo return his earnings from the book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. Hey, while you're on the subject, you might go after Comey. Didn't he write something about leadership and ethics? You think that Cuomo's the only person who should be given money back? This comes a month after the panel rescinded his approval, his prior approval, giving the now disgraced governor permission to keep the book side hustle while he was still serving as governor of New York, confronting multiple scandals simultaneously. And I remind you, Cuomo set up a commission to look into graft and illegalities, if you will, in the state of New York. And the moment that commission started looking into his dealings, he shut it down. Anyway, they said over the summer and in the fall, the New York launched this probe into his alleged abuse of state resources, including staff members to draft and promote his book. During that criminal investigation, Attorney General Letitia James subpoenaed the Ethics Committee for information related to the book deal. They then reversed their approval and Cuomo's giving the money back, having to give the money back. That is a big kick in the naughty bits for New York State saying, we're not done with you. But what it also shows is that everybody that they touted during this scamdemic, and I'm telling you, I don't know how it's going to come about, folks. I don't have a crystal ball. But what I'm telling you is this is a domino in a series of dominoes that will fall because of this. Because, see, let me tell you, all these people, including Fauci the fraud, are liars. We have Fauci talking to Zuckerberg in July of 2020 about hydroxychloroquine as a potential cure. Cheap and easily accessible and already approved. They wouldn't do it. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel numbers are starting to be on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. That's according to AAA, which estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. From December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices. A Baltimore police officer is in critical condition after being targeted in an ambush-style shooting on Wednesday night. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott saying the gunman Jackson's arrest will send a message to others who believe they can disregard laws in the city.
We will not allow folks who just think that they can take out anybody in our city, and especially when you're talking about people who go out to protect us each and every day.
The officer is getting life-saving surgery. No suspects have been named in the shooting. USA Radio News. Haitian kidnappers released the remaining 12 missionary hostages who were abducted 2 months ago. That's according to the U.S. missionary group and a Haitian police spokesman. Five others were freed in recent weeks. Former McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook agreed to return compensation now valued at more than $105 million to resolve a legal dispute related to his dismissal as head of the burger chain. The settlement, which allows McDonald's to move past a scandal that has weighed on it for more than 2 years, also includes an apology from Mr. Easterbrook. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned of catastrophic economic consequences if the government were to default on its debt obligations this month. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CEO mentalities actually don't work very well for the presidency. And I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Howard Schultz. But the problem is, a president, to get things done in this constitutional republic, needs to be a consensus builder. And CEOs just are not wired that way. Yeah. They just make poor presidents. We haven't had one. And, well, we have one, and he's not very good. So I don't think we're ready to try another.
That clip was from when Howard Schultz was going to enter the race against Biden or whomever, when they had that big field of Democratic candidates, and they said CEOs don't make good presidents. I mean, some guy named Tyler, I think it was on MSNBC. What kind of idiot would say chief executives don't make good presidents? Wow. That is the only mentality you want as a president. And oh, by the way, all chief executives are not built alike. That was such a stupid comment. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Chief executives versus who? Brain dead morons who've done nothing with their lives, their political lives for 5 decades? They make good presidents? Demented? Guys suffering from dementia? Or what about ingenues who've never had a P&L, never done anything significant with their lives, were failed community organizers? I guess they make good presidents? Holy crap, man. What are these people come? You know, If let me put it this way. If Barack Obama were a CEO, this same clown would tell you CEOs make great presidents. Now, look, I don't care what side of the aisle you're from. If you say, I'm a CEO, I ran a successful company, and I want to get into politics, you already have my attention. I'm going to dig into your record a bit. But wow, the idea that, I mean, that's just crazy talk. So here's why CEOs make good presidents. Because they wouldn't raise the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion. Because they would say, why do we call it a ceiling if we keep raising it? Is it on hydraulics? Psst, 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 psst. We just keep jacking it up. We have the highest prices people are paying for homes, get this, in 4.5 decades. Are you feeling it? Let me tell you, I'm feeling it. You want to know why I'm feeling it? Because I'm selling a house and soon going to be in the market. And let me tell you my biggest fear. I'm going to have to buy an overpriced house. Why? Because I need to lock in this interest rate. This interest rate is artificially being kept down. Inflation, folks, is through the roof. It's insane. In fact, we have a clip on inflation, don't we? So, I think it was Fox News talking about it. Here's a clip on inflation. And by the way,
You don't need me to tell you anything about inflation. You're living it, and you're watching the poll numbers. You're seeing the. Here's what's funny about inflation. The media can't even keep it out of the media cycle. They're forced to keep it in there. Why? Because we have supply chain issues that have been raised because of it. Prices are going up because there's not as much product. And the product isn't coming in because Joe Biden essentially shut down the American economy. And now he wants to restart it. But how can he restart it if he's got mask mandates and vaccine mandates and people are going, screw you. I talked earlier about people in Amtrak saying, we're not working. We're not getting the shot. There are other companies. We'll talk about it here in a second. They said, we're not doing it. You want to talk about it now? All right, so before we get to this clip on inflation, let me just show you what they were talking about with mask mandates. This is from an article. Some 83,000 Florida healthcare workers no longer face being kicked to the street by U.S. government-sponsored terrorism until this week, dutifully enforced by the free market prostitutes in bed with the state. As hero Alex Berenson has reported, mega corporations in the U.S. are also suddenly looking under themselves and finding that they are alone. No more government guns aimed at the powerless, at least for the time being. General Electric, 3M, Verizon, and Oracle have all, in the past few days or so, hedged their bets and sneaked out of bed with the U.S. government. No more vax requirements. We're talking about a large group of people no longer bound by the brotherhood of the needle. Interesting writing that this guy gave. But it's happening. And it's happening all over the country. And I said, Amtrak, okay, you can bring in your COVID test and prove it. Thank God there are people out there who have the guts to say, you're not going to take over my body if I got another spouse that's working, if I have to become self-employed, if I have to go on unemployment, I'll do it. But I'm not taking your death shot. So this is what's going on. Now, part of the reason that these companies are having to capitulate is they can't find workers. So I keep coming back to this strategy of Joe Biden. How are you going to solve an economic problem when you're saying to people, you're going to get that shot? I'm mandated. I know I'm stupid. I know I'm crazy. I know I've got dementia, but you need to do what I tell you. And I think there's an element of people going, hey, wait a minute. This dude is brain damaged and he's trying to tell me what to do? I don't think so. But whatever the reason, you have a glut. You have people that are saying, we're not working. So you go places and have you been to stores and stuff where you're looking, hey, can you help me here? I'll be right with you. I've got 300 people in front of me. There's not enough people. And a big part of the reason is they aren't getting the shot. So anyway, I want to go back to this inflation thing. We've got the clip. So let's go into how this sort of segues into what Joe Biden is creating. It's a circular problem that they can't fix because the policies are incongruent. They don't lend themselves to solving the problem.
November producer price index coming in hotter than expected, as we have been reporting the number of 0.8% month over month in November, up 9.6% year over year for the month of November. Dagan McDowell, your reaction.
We are very close to double-digit wholesale inflation. Let that sink in and let that scare you, because it will be feeding into consumer prices for months to come. The Federal Reserve since March of 2020 has kept rates at basically zero. And you cannot have a functioning economy where real interest rates are negative. Expect them to move and maybe move more quickly in terms of stopping the bond buying and raising rates than some people are expecting. One very disturbing thing, and then I will wrap up, is that yesterday the New York Federal Reserve released a survey of consumers' expectations or public expectations for inflation. Short-term expectations, say in the next year, rose to 6% for consumer inflation. That is a record high. And it also is twice the pace of wage gains. So once expectations set in for higher prices, those higher prices beget higher prices, that it's a confidence game among consumers, and this could cement inflation for not just months, but years to come.
How's that for a rosy outlook? Whoa! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Close to Double Digit. Here's the key. I don't know if you caught this. Wholesale inflation. So let me explain. If you get 10% price increases at the wholesale level, this is the person selling to the retailer. The retailer is going to put a 3x multiplier on everything that is product that it makes. So if something costs a dollar and now it costs $1.10 at the wholesale level, the retailer wants that, needs that price to be 3x, a minimum of 3x. So it's going to sell for $3.30. Well, it should have only sold for $3, but now it's selling for $3.30. So that's passed along. And it's passed along, I mean, it's a much bigger number. In other words, 10% to the wholesale. If he passed along the 10 cents, it would be different. He's not going to pass along the 10 cents. He's going to make money on inflation. Because that's what, that's what capitalists are going to do. He's going to hedge his bets and say, look, I don't know what inflation is going to be tomorrow. It's like a commodity. Anyway, so there's that. She mentioned that they're keeping the interest rate to zero. And she says real interest rates are negative. That means you're in a deflationary market, which means your currency could go crazy. You could have a hyperinflation. And she says, so now they're stopping bond buying. I just want to give you some clarity, which means essentially there's no faith in the government. If I won't buy your bonds, I don't have any faith in you. And then the final straw is what the public believes, consumer confidence. Survey of public expectations. They think, we the public think 6% cuts consumer inflation is going to continue. It's a record high and it's double wage gain. So you're losing your money at twice the pace of inflation. Does that give you confidence? She says it doesn't. I agree. We've got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
O'Reilly did an interview with President Trump while he was in Orlando. And he said, asked him if he would run for president again. And Trump's, O'Reilly says, that's the question on many Americans' minds, conservative or liberal. His approval ratings are on the rise due in part to Joe Biden's lackluster first year in office. Lackluster? that's a compliment. He says, I'm helped. This is what Trump said to O'Reilly. I'm helped a lot by the current administration, in all fairness. I hate to admit it. I think people are going to be very happy with what I do. So Trump is on this tour. It's going to stop in Texas at the Houston Toyota Center and American Airlines in Dallas over the weekend. So Houston and Dallas. He's essentially, as I said, he's going around the country as a de facto president. And he's saying, see, look, I told you so. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, and you should be doing the same thing. The first hour, I explained to you how Donald Trump will be the GOP choice in 2024, and he will make DeSantis his running mate. End of story. Mike Pence is on the dung heap of history. The best he's ever going to get, Mike Pence, is being Trump's vice president. And contrary to what some might believe, I don't think he helped the ticket one bit. Nice guy. Very nice guy. Rhino Republican. No spine. And I'm glad he's gone. I mentioned that I saw Mike Pence. I was at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Arizona. Mike Pence shows up. He's in the lobby. There are four people around him. One guy is an acquaintance of mine, and I got a picture of him with Pence because, being honest, he's kind of a star dorker. He wants to be seen with all of the movers and shakers. He's a kind of that kind of personality, and I don't care. He's a nice guy. But I got a picture of him with Pence. Nobody gave a crap. People walked through that lobby seeing him, mostly politicos, governors, people that were staffers with the governors, people that were coming to the event like myself and a host of others. Four people. Nobody gave a crap. Let me put it a different way. What do you think happens if Donald Trump's in that lobby? Yeah, I think you know the answer. What do you think happens if Joe Biden's in that lobby? What do you think happens if Hillary Clinton's in that lobby? Barack Obama. Nobody cares about them. They are has-beens. Yesterday's news, it used, you know, to line the bottom of a birdcage. Nobody cares. So anyway, good news for us. Also, we jumped around a lot these shows because I'm telling you, the topics are there. There's no singular thing that you can look at. I can look at inflation, but what's causing inflation? All this nonsense around Wu Flu and mandates. Google, for example, told its employees they're going to lose their pay and eventually be fired if they don't comply with the company's vaccination policy. Now, keep in mind, federal courts have said this is now illegal. You can't do it. Google's, quote, leadership told employees in a memo they had until December the 3rd to declare their vaccination status or upload documentation pages showing proof, or they could apply for a medical or religious exemption. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. If Google doesn't give the medical and religious exemptions, there's going to be an exodus of some amazing talent. Google hires amazing talent. And let me tell you where these people are going to go. They're going to go to Trump. This is the Google rebellion of people that's saying, you know what? They've gone too far. And we know a lot about how Google works. Can you, if I were Devin Nunes, I think is running Trump's deal, I would be so looking for these employees. I'd say, you want to come somewhere where there aren't going to be mandates for vaccines? Come over here. You want to come somewhere where we honor free speech? Come over here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kevin, if they work for Google, well, man, you know, they could be the enemy. Folks, you have a lot fewer enemies than you think. You have a lot more people on your side than you think. People are sick of leftism in all its forms. You know what leftists are looking for? They're looking for somebody to sneak them out the back, that they can just disappear without being doxxed or whatever. They're looking for a lifeline, and we can throw it to them. New York, that what's her name? Holcher, the new governor, the new love gov of New York, except she's a woman, Holcher. She issued a statewide mask mandate. Why? Because of Omicron. Gee, the new variant. And the cases of COVID, or Wu Flu, I call it, are rising. So we got to get a new mandate. We got to lock it down again. Keep doing it, Democrats. Keep doing it, leftists. Keep locking people down. Because you know what they're doing?
They're helping make red states redder. They're helping make purple states red. And they're helping make blue states purple because people are sick of it. They will opt for freedom. And I know what you say. Look, I'm the world's worst for telling you guys that they got you to self-imprison and to self-enslave. But you didn't like it. It's no fun looking for a mask. I was at the airport the other day, and I don't have a mask. And, you can't get it. And I didn't even think about it because I don't wear it. So I had to go and go to an airport, like another airline, and say, hey, can you guys give me a mask so I can get through security? I had to get one. I don't carry them. And people are getting sick of it. Just look around when you're out and about. If you're in a mask territory. By the way, we have a new shirt coming up. More than not just Kiss My Mask, but we have another one, and it's really clever. I can't remember what it is, but go to the store and check them out because I am completely anti-mask. But anyway, going back to this, when you're out and about in the mask area, one of these where the COVIDians are. Then look at how there'll be some people that have their mask below their nose or even below their chin. Those are the defiant ones. Those are the ones that are saying, yeah, I'll wear the stupid mask. And if you come up to me, I'll say, yeah, I had to take a breath. I was drinking something. I was eating something. They'll put it on and then they'll take it down again. I see them in airports. I'm one of them. We look at each other. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be more and more of those. Going back to this Hochul order. So, the governor, the new governor of New York, on yet another whim, no real reason for locking people down. Because if you look at the numbers, 800,000 people have died. We just crested that number. It's been over 20 months. And then let's look at the real number. The real number of the people who probably died from Wu flu is probably somewhere around 100,000. So 50,000 roughly a year, which is a bad flu season. Because I'm not going to deny the Wu flu exists and it can kill you. No question. But there's no reason for every time something comes up for us to lock down. Look, if you've listened to this program, go back and listen to any of my Wu flu shows and I'll give you the numbers. But she's locked it down. Well, anyway, there are counties in New York. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand everybody's not buying this. County officials statewide opposed to Governor Kathy Hochul's mask mandate, called it, quote, silly, misguided, and unenforceable, with one rejecting it as, quote, Gestapo tactics, and another saying, we're not going to become the mask police. Now, let me tell you what the COVIDians love. These people that like to feel like they're in charge of something. And this happened early on when the mask thing first came up. And I was at the airport. There was a lady and my mask was down. And she's walking by me. And she says to a grown butt man, like, raise your mask up. And I just looked at her and said, you mind your business. I'm a grown man. I can do what I want. And she just kept walking, which was a smart thing to do, because I would have verbally accosted her even further. And I could go on. But what's funny is these people love that power. That's the first thing. I mean, they got no power at home, no power at the job, no power with their kids or whatever. So they think they have power over you. 13 Republican-controlled counties have publicly refused to force businesses that don't require vaccination for admittance to make workers, customers, and visitors wear masks. This is the rebellion that's happening in the state of New York. And let me tell you, everywhere you go, everywhere these draconian process of edicts are coming down, you're watching their electorate go, I didn't think leftism could go this far. And I thank them for it, because if we're now fully boiling and people are like ready to get out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.